You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Eric Snodgrass joins us from Agrible here in town to take a look at a number of things. I think probably, Eric, we probably should start out east with this great big snowstorm they have.
Yeah, it's been a fun one to forecast. We started watching it about a week ago, and a lot of uncertainty in the forecast track until about midweek this week. But when it got going, boy, did it get going. Right now it's dumping a lot of snow across parts of Kentucky and southern Indiana and Ohio and moving into West Virginia and then eventually going to hit Maryland pretty hard and move up the East Coast. And it's dropping enormous amounts of snowfall. I think we might even see something better than 25 inches in the Washington, D.C. area. And it could even push up far enough north to hit a big chunk of New Jersey and probably have a big impact on New York. So it's going to shut some things down on the East Coast. Thankfully, it's a weekend, but it's going to certainly shut things down and clear off the store shelves, that's for sure.
Gridlock in Washington, D.C. is nothing new, just to say.
Right.
Let's go out west instead, where I think they're getting rain.
Yeah, so it's been great. The west, you know, is in historic drought, but this winter, because of El Nino, they've had pretty regular rainfall events, especially Oregon, coastal Washington, where they've had dramatic improvements in their drought in the coastal regions. Even though California's been getting quite a bit of precip, big problem is that the drought that they're in is just so bad, it's going to take a long time. But at least it's raining there now. We always got to pay close attention to what California's doing, as they're pretty big in the ag world in the United States.
Here in our part of the world, we're sandwiched between those two precipitation events. When's our next chance?
We're looking at Monday night into Tuesday. There's a little clipper system that's going to race through northern Illinois, bring some light snow to the northern parts of the growing region, and some light rain to the southern part. This is nothing like the system that's going through the mid-Atlantic right now, but that's really our next chance for precip. And if we think about that in the context of, you know, temperatures, you know, we've had two pretty big bouts of cold air the last couple of weeks. You know, we had some single-digit, even below zero morning temperatures. Well, we're not really seeing that and continuing for the rest of the month. So trying to get out of January without any too much cold left. So kind of a return to normal, possibly even a couple of bouts of warmer than normal conditions as we finish out this month. So that's kind of a turnaround from what we saw the last couple of weeks.
Hold that warmer than normal thought. I want to come back to it. But let's go to South America first, because they're beginning their harvest season. How are conditions there?
Yeah, so like we've been talking about, the southern regions have been wet and good for beans. Northern regions have been okay, but far northern Mato Grosso, a little dry. Now all of a sudden the rains have returned. I mean, they're trying to get out of the fields, get the crop out, and that puts a little stress on the harvest and puts a little stress on the beans. You know, it's not good to harvest them when they're wet. And so to get things to dry down is not really happening. So this has an impact on the market, but it, you know, we're not really seeing too much of an impact on the prices of these beans. Looking for some wet conditions in Brazil over the next couple of weeks.
And then finally come back here to the United States in the Midwest. Any indication of the start to the growing season, which is, I don't know, 45 to 60 days now away?
No, yeah, we're trying to hone in on what's happening. And basically the strong El Nino that we had for most of this winter is waning, so it's starting to weaken. And one of the signs that we're starting to see in our statistical modeling and also in our long-range forecasting is the potential for the kind of the eastern half of the Corn Belt and probably the northern parts as well, starting off this next growing season, hopefully a little bit warmer than average.
That's Eric Snodgrass of Agrible from right here in Urbana-Champaign. You've been listening to the Closing Market Report. Commodity Week is next.